MechCast, Monday, January 6th, 2014. Hey, Mech Geeks, it's time for your MechCast, the show for Mech Geeks by Mech Geeks. I'm Adam, and this is a show where we discuss all things Macintosh. How you doing? Welcome to 2014. This is actually the 10th year of the MacCast, and I'm actually bringing you this episode right now for two reasons. One is to let you know that the MacCast did not end in 2013. I took some extra time at the holidays, and then after that, I got a little bit sick. So I've been fighting off this nasty flu, cold, whatever stuff that's been going around, and it's been going around and around my house, which has not been a lot of fun. But I am on the mend. I am almost fully recovered, but I'm trying to get a little more rest and not stay up so late doing the prep I normally do for the show. So consequently, the second item that I need to mention to you is I'm a little bit behind with the next episode. Hopefully it will be out and in your feed tomorrow, but I didn't want, because it had been a little bit longer than I normally like since the last episode, I didn't want anybody to start to worry that something had happened to the show. Nothing has happened. We're here. I just need, though, another day or so to get the next show out to you. But I didn't want to leave you high and dry either. So what I thought we'd do is I thought I'd share with you a recent member episode of the MacCast that I recorded a couple weeks back. This one is on email, and specifically mail signatures, both signing your emails and how to do an HTML signature, which is something, if you've ever emailed me and received a reply back, you've probably seen my HTML signature. And a lot of people have asked me how I did that. And so I recorded that up in a members show, and I thought I'd share that with you now so you have something on your feed to tide you over till I get to the next episode of the MacCast. Like I said, it should be on your feed in the next day or two, but for now, enjoy this member episode of the MacCast. A whole episode on mail signatures today, and kicking off with HTML signatures in Mac mail. And this was actually a trick that I figured out. Well, I shouldn't say I figured it out. Actually, Joe Workman figured it out. I found the information on his website, and that is how I created my HTML signature. As a matter of fact, the actual HTML I use was borrowed from an example that Joe gave on his website. And I'm going to tell you how to get that, the starter files, and all that sort of stuff. But the trouble with doing an HTML signature, if you're a Mac user, is that Apple does not make it easy. It's pretty tricky in Apple Mail, and it's tricky for two reasons. One, first of all, you need to be able to code and write the HTML itself and the CSS. And that's where, if you don't know how to program that stuff, something like the example files that Joe provided are going to be really, really helpful. You can get in there and probably figure out how to edit it, even if you've never really worked with HTML or CSS. At least change the information and make it your own. But if you do know how to code HTML and CSS, it's going to be really helpful to you because you could design whatever you want. So that's the first piece, and that's actually the easy part. Then there's this convoluted process to actually get that signature in mail and get mail to recognize it. Because although if you go into the preferences in mail, you can look at your signatures and you can edit the information right there. I think you could even paste in like RTF rich text format stuff, so bold and those sorts of things. But if you want to have real formatting, different colors, you probably could do some colors with rich text. But if you want to have images and some of the more advanced HTML stuff, you can't just paste HTML into there. And I don't know why they don't make that feature available, but it does not work that way. And because the process was so convoluted, actually Joe wrote this really cool app way back when called Sigtastic that actually automated and took care of that whole process, the process that I'm going to describe for you on how to get your actual email in, or your HTML, excuse me, into your signature. But that broke with Lion and it hasn't been updated. And to be fair to Joe, it hasn't been updated because the instructions change with each new version of the OS, and it just gets tricky. I can't even imagine trying to maintain something like that. But actually, there's some really great tips for creating the signature. So just even getting started with it, as I mentioned, Joe has those nice templates. I'll link to them in the show notes at maccast.com. But some of the tips you want to follow when you're setting up your HTML, when you're designing your signature, is one, only use the HTML portion of, or the main portion, I should say, the stuff that you would normally put within the body tags, if you're familiar with how to build an HTML page, you're only going to use that part of the code. So when you're setting up your HTML file for your signature, you're not going to have the HTML wrapper tags, the head wrapper tags, the title, even the body tags. You just want the stuff that would go inside the body tags. And you want to completely stay away from any kind of floating divs. You do not want to use any external CSS files. You don't even want to use the style tags for your CSS. That's where you would put the CSS at the top of the file and then reference it with classes. You don't want to do that. You want to do all of your CSS inline using the style attribute in the tag. So you're going to put all of your CSS in there if you're doing any CSS stuff. You don't want to have floating divs. So instead of floating divs, if you need to do layout stuff, you're really going to have to stick with the old school HTML tables, and that'll allow you to line things up and get everything in place, because you just can't do that really with the inline CSS very easily. And don't use any JavaScript. You don't want any JavaScript in there. That actually could trigger things like spam mail filters. You might be seen as being some sort of malicious code just when you're sending your emails. So you just want straight HTML, inline CSS. And then for images, any images that you're going to put in there, those need to actually be stored in a central place online. They need to be up on an actual publicly accessible web server. Or if you don't have access to a web server or web hosting, you can't FTP your files up to some known location. Actually, Dropbox is a really great place to put that stuff. And that's actually what I use in my email signature. And so I take my image files and some other files that I reference in my signature, put those inside my public folder inside Dropbox, and then I just use the copy link option and paste the source into the source property of my image tag, that location, that direct location inside Dropbox. And you want to make sure that you don't use the path to the page that comes up. So normally when you copy a link, it'll go right to the page. You want to grab the actual reference to the image file. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how to do that a little bit later when we get into some of the details on how to actually put this thing together. Another great trick that I learned from Joe's article was putting a link to a vCard, your actual contact information, inside your signature so that someone could actually click on that link in your signature and automatically have your contact information go into their address book, into their contacts. And same thing, I put that file into Dropbox. First thing you need to do is you need to create that vCard in contacts. For those of you who have never done it, all you have to do is take your contact record that's in the contacts application and drag that out onto your desktop. It'll automatically create a vCard file for you, and then you just take that vCard and put it into your Dropbox public folder, right-click on that, choose the Share Dropbox Link option, and then, like I said, don't just use the link there. Actually, take that link, paste it into Safari, something like that. That will take you to a Dropbox page with a little download button on there. You want to right-click or control-click on that download button in your browser and then copy that link, because that's going to be the direct link to the actual file that's up there on Dropbox. So that'll help clean it up. And you can even clean up that link. I think it has some extra tags and things like in there. It has a token hash parameter on there. You can wipe that off, clean that off. You can also change it from, I think by default it goes to HTTPS, so an SSL connection. You don't need that. You can just make it HTTP, and actually you probably do want to do that for your link reference, your link path, because otherwise I think some mail clients might freak out about that HTTPS thing. I'm not really sure on that, but I just removed it, made it a straight HTTP link. And so you want to do that for your images as well as any other links if you're linking to something like a vCard file or a PDF document or something like that. So put all your HTML together. But once you have that HTML, you can take it, you can open it up in your browser, check it over, make sure it looks like you want. And now the easy part is over. You've got your HTML. Now we get into the tricky bit. And the very first thing that you're going to want to do to get that HTML signature into Apple's mail program is you need to actually create a signature, a placeholder, kind of a temporary signature inside mail that you're going to take that content, you're going to paste into. So go into mail, go under preferences, go to signatures, and then select the account that you want to add the HTML signature to and click the little plus button to add a new signature. Give it a name. You can name it whatever you want. And you could even type something into the signature if you want, but we're going to replace that content. It can be helpful, you know, just put a word or two in there because you're going to have to find that signature later. And the file name that you're going to be looking for is going to be totally cryptic. So if you just put some information in there, you can use Quick Look to figure out which one is the right one. So you probably want to just, you know, write something in all caps or something like that, something that's going to immediately stand out. Because you're not going to be doing the actual editing of the signature in mail. And so what happens actually behind the scenes when you're adding a new signature file is it's creating a .mail signature document inside your Mac, inside the mail data folder. So the next step is to actually go find that and to open up that temporary mail signature that you just created. So you're going to go back to the Finder, quit mail, go back to the Finder, go under the Go menu, and choose the Go to Folder option. And then from there, you're going to want to enter the full path to the Signatures folder inside the Mail Data folder inside your Home Library folder. So the actual path for that, and again, I'll have this in the show notes at maccast.com, so you could just paste it in, but you need to go to your Home Library folder. So the shortcut for that is the little tilde symbol. That's the one that's shift in the upper right or left-hand corner, excuse me, of your keyboard, right next to the, just to the left of your one key. You'll see that little tilde key. Just hold down the shift, press that, and then it's /library/mail/V2. So the capital letter V is in Victor, 2/mail data/signatures. So enter that in the Go To folder and hit Go. And that should open up that folder. And then inside there, you're going to see a bunch of cryptic file names, a bunch of .mail signature files. And they're going to have these sort of hashed names. And so we need to find that temporary signature file that you just created. Now, the easiest way to do that would be to simply sort this folder by creation date. It should be the most recently created one. You can also, like I said, select it, hit your spacebar, do the quick look thing, and verify that that's the one you're looking for. But once you've found that file, go ahead and open that up in your favorite HTML or text editor. In my case, my favorite HTML editor happens to be Sublime Text 2, but there are other great choices. You could use TextMate or BBEdit or Coda, even TextEdit if you want. And because really we're just going to be going in there and editing the HTML. Well, really we're going to take the HTML you created earlier and paste it in there. So when you open that file, there'll be a bunch of metadata up there at the top. You want to leave all of that stuff in place. We're only going to replace the stuff under that, the content. It's really important you leave that metadata there. So find that text, copy over your HTML signature and paste it right below that metadata, replacing everything else that's there. And then you can save and close this file. Then you're going to go back into the Finder and you want to select the file that you just edited, that .mail signature file, and choose File Get Info or Command I on that file. We want to bring up the Get Info dialog box because we want to lock this file to prevent mail from ever overwriting it again. It's just a little extra step to protect that from getting messed up. So choose File Get Info and then just go in there and check the little locked box. And then you can close out of that. And then your file is ready to be used as your HTML signature in mail. So now if you didn't quit mail earlier, go ahead and make sure you've quit out of mail. You don't want it to be running. You can go open mail and then go into your mail preferences and find signatures. And then you can go into that account that you originally created your HTML temporary signature in, and now you should see the signature with your new HTML code. Now, one thing you'll notice right away if you've used any images is that it's not going to load the image file. You're going to have a little broken image link in the preferences. But don't worry about that. When you actually load a new message, when you go to compose a new message, it will show that image. So you can go ahead and get out of the preferences, go into the account that you just created the signature for, and compose a new message, and you should see the signature down there at the bottom. If you don't, make sure in the compose window you select the signature from the little drop-down list. And if you're still seeing a broken image link, in the mail preferences, you may have it set to not load images. If you've used that option, so that's the kind of thing, and I actually have this set in mind. So every time I use my signature, I see a broken image link when I'm doing compose. Just know that when you send it, it's going to be fine. But the reason I have that feature turned off is because spammers will use that to kind of do tracking and things like that. So I don't want those tracking images going back. So if you've turned that on, just be aware of that. If that bothers you and you actually want to see the image in the compose window, then you can go ahead and go back into your mail preferences. So we'll go to our mail preferences, and then in the viewing window, just make sure the display remote images and HTML messages is checked on. If that's unchecked, that's why you're seeing the broken image in your signature. So once again, you have to kind of balance your security versus convenience, or I guess in this case, aesthetics to a certain degree. But you can go ahead and test your signature now. Go ahead and send it to yourself or send it to a friend and have them verify that they're getting your nice, beautiful new HTML signature, and it should work. And that's actually how I set mine up for all of you who have been wondering all these years. And so now you might be saying to yourself, well, Adam, that's great for Mac OS X, but what if I want an HTML signature in iOS? I want to be able to send these beautiful signatures from my iOS devices. Well, if you've got your fancy new email signature, the first thing you want to do if you want to get it onto iOS is you're going to want to send an email to yourself. The process is actually a little bit easier on iOS, believe it or not. So send the email to yourself with your beautiful signature in there, and then open it up on your iOS device. And in Mail on iOS, you're going to then want to select the signature and copy it. Just select all the things, you know, the beautiful signature you see there on the screen, copy it, and now exit out of Mail and go into your settings, Mail, contacts, and calendars. And then scroll down and tap on the signature option. And then you're going to just simply paste your signature into the signature box. If you have the per account signatures enabled, then you're going to want to paste it into the appropriate account box. And these are the instructions for iOS 7. It's very similar on iOS 6 if you haven't upgraded yet. But paste your signature in there, and it should retain all of its formatting. And I say that with a little bit of trepidation, a little hesitation, because for me, it wasn't quite perfect. So you may want to do some testing. iOS is a little bit different, especially with screen sizes. You may want to do some testing on your signature and make sure that it is mobile friendly in your HTML. And if you do that, it should look exactly the same on the desktop, or it should at least scale appropriately for mobile if you've done that sort of thing. But once you paste it in there, then the signature should just work. So you don't have to do this whole find this cryptic file and paste the HTML in there. You can just simply copy and paste it directly on your iOS device. So a little bit simpler there. And now you can have an HTML signature on the desktop and in iOS. So let's move on to a different kind of email signature. And this is signed emails using an S/MIME certificate. And what this is another thing that I often get asked about, because I sign all of my emails. So once again, if you've ever emailed me and I've replied to you, you may have noticed when you receive the email from me, up by my name, as you're reading it, it will say who it's from in the from field. And then you'll see a little certificate symbol or like a little Starburst badge with a check mark on it, and it will say signed. And that's how you know that the email came from me and that the email was not tampered with. But people often ask me, what is that? And that's my email signature. And an email signature, it's basically just a file, really a certificate from a certificate authority verifying that I am who I say I am. So it's very similar, just like on the web when you're doing e-commerce or shopping, it's very similar to an SSL certificate, except instead of verifying a website's identity, this one is actually verifying your identity or that you are the person who actually sent that email. And the main reason why you would use one is just to give people reassurance that, one, the email came from you, two, that the email wasn't tampered with in transmission, so it wasn't intercepted, sort of man-in-the-middle style, and then tweaked. If that happens and it was signed, the recipient will be aware of that. It will alert them that there's something wrong with that email. And then the other thing is if you get a certificate, you can not only sign your emails, but you can also encrypt them so that only the recipient is able to read that email. So if you want to make sure all your emails are protected, this is another great reason to get a certificate, which can be used to sign as well as encrypt. So I think it might be obvious at this point, but the first step in setting all this up is to actually get a certificate. And you need to get one from a valid certificate authority. There's a lot of them out there. VeriSign is a big one. But there are lots of other certificate authorities you can go to. Some will charge you for the certificate, but Komodo is a company that offers free email certificates. So that was the company I used. I will have a link to them in the show notes at maccast.com so you can get your own. But basically, you go to the webpage and you fill out a simple form with your information in it, including the email address that you want the signature for. And you need to get a signature for a separate certificate, the one that you want a certificate for, a separate certificate for each email account that you want to use email signing with or encryption with. And you'll want to, when you're on there, choose the option for a 2048 high-grade key, and it will also ask you to enter a secure revocation password, and you'll want that to be a nice, secure password. I used 1Password to generate mine, but that will be a password that's used if your device ever gets stolen or somehow your email gets compromised. What you can do is you can use that to revoke your certificate, basically invalidate it. That way, if someone's trying to pretend to be you using the stolen certificate, it will be, again, end users will be notified. They'll say, hey, something's up with this. This certificate is no longer valid. So that's a good thing. And so after you complete that registration process, what'll happen is Komodo will send you an email to download your certificate. So all you have to do is click the link in that email and download this little file to your Mac. I think in Komodo's case, it's a .p7s file. Sometimes it could be a .cer certificate file. It just depends on the company that's coming from. But to install it on your Mac and actually start using, it's a really simple process. All you have to do is double-click that file, and it will pop open your keychain and install that into your Mac OS X keychain. It goes into the certificates area of your keychain. And then once it's in there, it's available for Apple's mail application to use. So using it after it's installed becomes a pretty simple process. You'll need to make sure you had quit out of Apple Mail after installing your certificate or before installing your certificate. Relaunch Mail, and then when you go into the Compose window for an account that has a certificate, you now should see a couple of new icons in the message bar of the Compose window. I think they're up toward the upper right-hand corner. And what you'll see is you'll see a little seal, a little Starburst thing. That is for signing your emails. And you will also see a little lock for encrypting them. So when you click on the little Starburst, it should get a little check mark in it, meaning that you are now signing emails. If you click it again, it will have a little X in the middle, and that means that email signing is turned off. And when you like I said, when you send a signed email, the recipient will get a little seal next to your name in the from field, and it'll say signed, letting them know that it was signed. Now, some email clients don't support S/MIME. So in that case, I think the signature can sometimes appear as a little text block, this sort of blob of cryptic text at the bottom of the email. Also, in some cases, I think it'll show up as an attachment. So there'll be like a little .p something s attachment file, basically an S/MIME attachment file on the email. And sometimes that can confuse people, but if somebody says, hey, I got your email and it had this weird attachment in it, just explain to them, hey, that's my signature file. If your email was supporting S/MIME, you know, it would be able to support that. And you probably want to be using a client that is supporting email signing and email encryption. I think most these days do. It's very rare that you run across a case where it's not supported. So that's how you install and use the certificate for signing on Mac OS X. What about on iOS? Well, on iOS, there's a little trick that you have to do. For your iOS devices, you need to have what's called a P12 certificate file or a personal certificate file. And what you got from Komodo was a P7S file. So you'll need to convert it. Luckily, that process is pretty easy on the Mac because you just use your keychain utility. So again, go into Applications, Utilities, Keychain Access, and open up the application, and then select the My Certificates category under Categories. And then on the right, locate the certificate you want to use. So locate the one that you installed earlier for whichever email account, and select it, and then go into the file menu, and there is an export items option. In the window that pops up after choosing that, you'll have a file format dropdown, and personal information exchange .p12 is one of those options. So select that, and then name and save the little certificate file, the P12 certificate file, and then you can get out of Keychain Access. You're going to have to enter a password, for that certificate, and you need to remember that. Use a secure one, and you're going to use that later to install the certificate on iOS. So again, for convenience, I just throw these into one password, which syncs with my iOS device, so when I get over there, I can just copy and paste that password. So set the password, save the file, and then you'll want to do this for each S/MIME certificate that you want to put onto your iOS devices. And then once you have all those saved, then send yourself an email and attach all of your P12 certificates to it. Then go on your iOS device that you want to set up and open up that email. And then all you have to do is simply click on the attachment, and that will install it onto your iOS device. What will happen is it'll flip over, it'll go into the settings section. You might get a little dialog box that warns that the certificate is unsigned or untrusted at this point. That's actually normal and okay, so don't worry about it. Just tap install, and then you'll have to enter your device passcode. Make sure you have a passcode lock if you're signing your emails, because if someone were able to get a hold of your device and you didn't have a passcode lock, they could start sending emails as you or encrypting emails, those sorts of things. So you want to make sure you're using a passcode. Enter your passcode, and then it will ask you for the password for that certificate, the one that you set up earlier when you exported it. Put that in, and then hit next, and that will install that certificate on your device. And then you can click done, and of course, repeat this procedure for each certificate or an email account that you want to set up. And then using the certificate on iOS is quite a bit different than using it on the Mac. You'll need to go and enable S/MIME for each account you want to use certificates and signing or encryption with. And the way you do that is you go into Settings, Mail, Contacts, and Calendars. You choose the account that you want to configure, the one that you've installed the certificate for, and tap on the account name at the top of the settings screen, and then tap on the advanced options, and then you'll need to scroll down to the S/MIME section and flip the switch on for S/MIME. So turn that on, and once you've turned that on, all you've done is enabled it on your account. So when you receive encrypted mail, you'll get the encrypted or signed mail, you'll be able to read it, if you have the person's public key, and you'll also get the little message saying that, hey, this email is signed. Now, if you want to sign emails yourself, the ones that you send out using your certificate, you also need to turn on the sign option. So flip that switch to on, and now all of your mail that you send out from that account will be signed. If you want to send encrypted emails from that account, also in the settings screens, turn on the encryption option. And that will mean that all mail that you send from that iOS device for that account that has the certificate installed, all of those messages will be encrypted, every single one that you send out. Unfortunately, unlike on the desktop, there is no toggle in the actual mail application to turn these features on and off. So you have to go all the way back to the settings, advanced, you know, way deep down in here, and turn it on or off. I hope at some point Apple will change that and make it work more like mail on the desktop, because frankly, I very rarely want to encrypt emails. Every once in a while you want to encrypt them, and it's kind of a cumbersome process to do it on iOS. But that's how you set it up. And then now you will have the ability to send signed and encrypted email from your iOS device as well as receive those. Now, I kind of skimmed over the whole encrypted email thing earlier because we were focusing on signatures in this episode. But let me explain how to send and receive encrypted emails. And I'm just going to do it from the desktop. The process, again, is very similar on iOS once you've turned on the encryption thing. So to do this on your Mac, your recipient needs to have your certificate public key, and you need to have theirs to be able to read email encrypted from them. So they need your public key to encrypt email and send it to you. You need their public key to encrypt email and send it to them. And the easiest way to exchange these keys is to simply send a signed message to each other using Apple Mail. So you're going to want to go in, compose a new message to the person you want to send encrypted email to, and check on the signed option. So sign it, don't encrypt it, just sign it, send them a message, and then once they receive it, it will automatically be installed into their keychain. Your public key will be installed into their keychain. And so then have them reply back to you and sign that message back to you, and then when you receive their signed email, same thing will happen. You'll get a copy of their public key put into your keychain on your Mac. And now from your Mac, you'll be able to send and receive encrypted emails. So then you can check on the little encrypted option, send to that person's address, the one that they have the certificate assigned to. That's the key to all of this, right? The certificate has to match the keys that you're sending back and forth. And like I said, you get their public key. So what's happening really is you're signing, when you're doing encryption, you're signing it with your public key. You're encrypting it with their public key. When they receive the email, their private key, their certificate will be able to decrypt their public key. So only the holder of that private key will be able to decrypt that email. And that's the key to making all this stuff work. So anybody else will see it, it'll just see gibberish. When they receive it, it will be visible on their Mac or also on any devices that they have S/MIME enabled and that they've installed their certificates onto. Same thing for you. So just like on iOS, you need to have the certificates installed. You need to have the public keys, all that sort of stuff. And it all works the same way. Just send signed emails back and forth, and eventually you will have the certificates that you need for all the people that you're exchanging email with. So hopefully that all made sense. I know it can get a little bit confusing. You're always welcome to email me if you have questions. I'd be happy to follow up, but that's a little coverage on how to do signing and signatures in mail, both in Mac, Apple Mail, and on iOS. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. So there you go, email signatures in Mac OS X Mail. Two different kinds, right? You got your HTML signatures and your security certificates. I hope you found that informative and useful. Also, it's a good example of the kinds of things that we do on the MacCast member episodes. So if you've ever considered signing up and sort of wondered what you're going to get, there is a good example. Also, I hope this tides you over until I can get the next episode of the MacCast in your feed. Again, that should happen in the next day or so. So look forward to that. But that'll do it for now. If you have any feedback for me, a comment, a question, you can always send an email to maccast@gmail.com. You can also call in on the listener hotline, 281-622-4269. 281-MAC-IAM-9. And if you need links to the stuff that I talked about in this episode, you'll find them in the show notes at maccast.com. And also be sure to check us out online on all the social media networks, Facebook, Google, or G+, whatever, Google Plus, whatever Google calls their thing, and Twitter. I'm pretty much MacCast everywhere except on Facebook, where it's the MacCast. So find me there. But that'll do it for now. Until next time, I will talk to you all again real soon.